No, I had not fainted. I just happened to have a broken neck, and maybe we should start thinking about rushing me to the vet clinic, huh? Would that be too much trouble? At that very moment, Drover came padding up. He looked down at me and grinned. Since I couldn't move my head, not with all the shattered and splintered neck bones, I rolled my eyes around so that I could see him. What are you grinning about? Oh, that was quite a fight. Never saw anything like it. Pretty bad, I guess. Did I land any punches? Nope, not a one. I was afraid of that. Well, I did my best, Drover, and now you'll have to carry on without me. No, just when the fight was about to start, this big blue-eyed tomcat came out of nowhere and jumped on top of Bruiser's head. Boy, what a show. Old Bruiser ran like a striped ape and jumped up in the back of Joe's pickup. Remember? He's scared of cats.
Huh?
I rose to my feet and stuck my nose in the runt's face. Hey, don't tell me there wasn't a fight. I was there, pal. I was in the middle of it. It was one of the most ferocious combat experiences of my entire...
I blinked my eyes and looked around. The men were all smiling, and all at once they...
well, were clapping their hands, applauding. And I suddenly realized... what we had here was a sudden reversal, you might say. And although I had been badly wounded in combat, the bones in my neck had miraculously... okay, maybe I'd fainted, but who wouldn't have fainted? What matters is that I won, and Miguel's cat had nothing to do with it. So it all worked out pretty well. The last I saw of Bruiser, he was sitting in the back of Joe's pickup, sniffling about his unhappy childhood and promising to be a good dog for the rest of his life. Pretty neat, huh? Against incredible odds, I had wrapped up the case of the raging Rottweiler and had even helped Bruiser find his true cream puff self. Things had turned out so well, I even removed the 6 chicken marks from Drover's record. Just another day in the life of a cowdog. Case closed. Okay, maybe the cat helped a little bit, but not much. So don't be spreading lies about how I was... skip it.